It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, once again rummaging in the archives of the Bugle podcast to find out what was the top story when it happened. Now, there's nothing like a plot twist, and in May 2015, the British public went to the polls in a general election, and the opinion pollsters got an almighty custard pie in the face. This is from issue 292 of the Bugle, entitled A Career-Defining Election, one of the last episodes I did alongside John Oliver.
So, top story this week, UK election news. Seriously, what the f*** just happened? What the f***? I mean, what the f***? But because you went, it's, what the f***, Andy, what the f***? If you live anywhere on Earth that is not the United Kingdom, then frankly, congratulations in a significant, lasting way. Because I'm guessing that the UK is a pretty depressing place to wake up this morning, unless, of course, you're an arsehole. But then arseholes always wake up happy, Andy. After all, they are arseholes. I would sincerely hope that many, unexpectedly many people in Britain woke up this morning with an emotional hangover thinking, oh no, what did I do yesterday? Only to look at a stubby pencil on their pillow and scream, oh shit, please say I didn't vote Conservative. Oh please say, not again, not again, Lord. After a five-week campaign of shallow, cynical fear-mongering, the UK managed pretty effectively to exhibit many of the worst facets of the human condition. It really was a tasting menu of twattery on all sides. And the election was by all, literally all polls, expected to result in a hung parliament. And hung in the truest sense, in that democracy was supposed to attach a noose around its neck and attempt to kick the chair out from underneath its twitching feet. But either the polls were all wrong or there was a last-minute swing to the Tories. Essentially, the polls suggested that basically people had said to pollsters they would not punch themselves in the balls, they would absolutely not do that. Then they went into the polling booth and 2 minutes later came out icing their genitals. That's, in a nutshell, what has happened. Because the end result is that the Conservatives have won the election and David Cameron is once more head boy of the country. Head boy is back. Yeah. Now, I found it pretty depressing to watch from thousands of miles away, Andy. How did it look at point-blank range?
It was...
He's talking now. He's talking now. He's on TV. He's... Oh, f*** you. He's talking now, and he's... It's almost worse with the sound down.
Well, you saw...
Joey happy face.
Yes.
He's moving. I hate it when his face moves.
So I'm guessing you're not happy with the results there.
Well, he's a safe pair of hands to guide the country off the cliff.
That's right. They want to finish the job of finishing the country. That's all they've asked for and all they've got. As you say, it is the lunchtime after the night before, which in turn followed the previous morning, 5 weeks of almost exclusively infantile campaigning and 5 years of government that has put Britain back on track or sent Britain careering towards long-term disaster, or both, depending on your view of Britain, tracks and disasters. And you talked about that swing in the ballot box, Sean. I think this was the key factor. I think it will come to be known as the Miliband swing. And I reckon that was worth a good 5 or 6%, maybe even 50 or 60%, caused by people in polling stations getting their pencils of democratic destiny in their hand, looking at their ballot papers, thinking about the kind of future they want for the country, for their children, the kind of role they want Britain to have in the world, the kind of ethics they want to have at the heart of our society. And then picturing Ed Miliband walking out of the door of 10 Downing Street or sitting down at a G8 summit and thinking to themselves, no, definitely no. And I think that has been the single crucial factor. David Cameron had asked in a build-up to the election, he said this, when you're in the polling booth, ask yourself on the things that matter in life, who do you really trust? Suggesting that the answer was him, which it clearly isn't. I mean, when I'm thinking about the things that truly matter in life, I can't do that in a polling booth, John, because I cannot vote for Wisden Cricketers' Almanac, and my mother wasn't standing. But it certainly was not David Cameron. But I think what happened is it was David Cameron, not necessarily in a positive way, but in a negative way, that it was less not him than it was definitely not Ed Miliband. And he's resigned just about an hour before we started recording, officially resigned, about 5 days after he basically resigned, when he unveiled an 8-foot-high stone with 6 Labour pledges on it. It was like a f***ing gravestone with a preemptive epitaph of his inevitably broken dreams. Resignation's flying. Nick Clegg has resigned. Nigel Farage has resigned. I'm hearing rumours that the Queen might have just got a bit carried away with it all and the excitement of the occasion. But it's hard to see what Miliband was thinking when he did it. You might not all have seen it, buglers who haven't been following this election closely here in England. It was an 8-foot-high concrete slab, basically, with 6 incredibly nebulously worded pointless promises on it, signed by Ed Miliband, carved into the stone in handwriting that looked like he'd missed a couple of years of crucial education, with a gap at the bottom as if they'd got 6 policies down and thought, oh, what the f***, no one's going to read this far, let's leave some space for the inevitable graffiti telling us to go f*** ourselves. And it's hard to think what he was thinking, John, as if Miliband was thinking there, and he'd had a bit of a bump in the polls and he was doing all right, it was neck and neck, as if he thought to himself, maybe I was just getting bored of the novelty of appearing even vaguely electable and decide to get back to Ed Miliband basics, to do something that would make people look at him, then think about Downing Street, and once again say, no, definitely, definitely no. And the way he stood in front of this Ed Stone, you were expecting him to say, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the sad passing of my credibility and of the Labour Party as an election-winning force snatched away from us after a long and painful illness.
As we record now, David Cameron has just left his audience with the Queen. And I would think that even she would see him walk in the door, give a deep sigh and mutter, oh, it's you again for another 5 years. I honestly don't know if I can fucking do this. Charles, you're up. I'm out. I can't look at his face. It's just off-puttingly round. Many analysts are saying this is a fundamental shift in the landscape of the UK. And I guess specifically that landscape is going to shift from rolling green hills to a mountain of festering shit. In fact, there seems to be a sense that the UK as we know it may not be much longer for this earth. The United Kingdom may have to put the United part of its name in inverted commas, because if the election results are any guise, the UK is about to carve itself up like a self-harming turkey. I think, basically, the UK is probably finished, isn't it, Andy? Because, as you say, the Labour Party was beaten more heavily than expected, and the Liberal Democrats are currently like the northern white rhinoceros, Andy. They're not technically extinct yet, but they probably need to be taken into captivity and bred very carefully over several decades if generations in the future are to see them in the wild again.
Absolutely. The SNP was not so much a curveball in this election. Well, it was a curveball that basically swung in viciously to smack the batter firmly in the nutsack before turning out not to be a ball but a hand grenade. And it has, as you say, thrown everything into a state of almost total electoral chaos. That we have the situation where the SNP have won, I think, 56 out of 59 seats in Scotland. Labour have won, Conservatives have won. David Cameron proudly said, "We held on in Scotland." Well, f***ing done. Tories, you f***ing love that country so much. You've kept the one seat that Scotland deigned to give you. I suppose it's like if you meet a man wearing nothing but a pair of underpants, and then you meet him again 5 years later, and he's still wearing the same underpants. You could either think he's got to be disappointed with that, or you could think, yeah, it could have been worse. Particularly if he's in a fashion contest that afternoon against someone he really doesn't like, who 5 years ago was wearing a decent quality lounge suit with a shirt and tie, and is now wearing nothing but a pair of underpants. It's, Cameron is, I find him hard to warm to as a neutral. I'm not really neutral, but he made this glorious slip of the tongue that really kind of left us in no doubt as to what this election was all about. He said just a few days before the vote, he said, "This is a country-defining election." And, John, for me, that is the most Freudian slip a career politician like Cameron can make. It couldn't have been any more of a Freudian slip if he just put on a pair of tight-fitting underpants with a picture of his mother on. Boom. I'm not sure there's enough Freudian slip jokes. Okay, let's go with the second Freudian slip joke. It couldn't have been any more of a Freudian slip if you'd asked a 20th century British painter renowned for his fleshy nudes to play cricket and field next to the wicketkeeper. For our American listeners, slip is the position next to the wicketkeeper, and Freud was a painter who painted big nudes. Thanks very much. That joke really kept me going through the dark night.
Apparently Cameron's referred to this as his sweetest victory, and is there any more alarming canary in the coal mine as his face being happy, Andy? When he's happy, something absolutely unspeakable has just happened. And in the speech that he has just wrapped up, he said, "This is a country with unrivaled skills and creativeness." And yeah, as you say, Andy, seemingly at lying to pollsters. What happened? What the f*** just happened, Andy?
That was another Bugle Top Story. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest issue of the Bugle podcast. It's very much like this Top Story show, but longer and from now or recently.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.